You know, it's genuinely exciting to see how the financial landscape is shifting right before our eyes. Traditional markets and cryptocurrency aren't just coexisting anymore. They're rapidly converging.
Absolutely. And if you look at what experts like Tom Lee, chairman at Bitmine, are saying, it's clear that Ethereum is stepping up as the critical bridge. It's literally uniting Wall Street with the wider digital asset ecosystem.
It's amazing to watch that shift. We've gone from institutions just peeking curiously at crypto to actually rolling up their sleeves and integrating it. And honestly, it makes sense. Digital infrastructure is finally mature, custody solutions are rock solid, and those regulatory milestones, like the spot ETF approvals, have really opened the floodgates.
Exactly. But if we're being precise about why Ethereum is holding that central role, it really comes down to its programmable architecture, and more importantly, its smart contract functionality.
Right. Think of it this way. Bitcoin is still that digital gold, your reliable store of value. But Ethereum, that's the operational backbone. It's the engine, actually, powering all these complex financial applications.
And that's where the real efficiency kicks in. Those smart contracts automate agreements, cut out the unnecessary middlemen, dramatically speed up settlement times, and bring a level of transparency that traditional systems just can't match.
It's like a breath of fresh air for an industry that's been struggling with outdated infrastructure, those frustrating data silos, and settlement cycles that drag on for days. Ethereum is actually solving those age-old headaches.
And it's not just theory anymore. Thanks to Layer 2 scaling solutions and institutional-grade node providers, Ethereum now actually meets the heavy transaction volumes, strict security protocols, and compliance standards that legacy financial institutions demand.
And that's such a game changer for everyday investors. This convergence is finally unlocking access to financial products that were previously locked behind high net worth doors.
Precisely. We're seeing tokenized real estate, fractionalized private equity, and algorithmic yield strategies move straight from experimental labs into mainstream, widely available offerings.
It's incredibly empowering. By acting as that foundational settlement layer, Ethereum is boosting market liquidity, lowering those steep entry barriers, and making sure pricing is completely transparent.
Looking at the bigger picture, this integration of blockchain into traditional finance promises something substantial, far more efficient capital allocation on a macroeconomic level.
And the benefits cascade everywhere. Faster settlements mean less counterparty risk, and with programmable money, we're looking at automated compliance and much smoother execution of monetary policy. It's just so much cleaner.
The industry is already moving. Central and commercial banks are actively leveraging distributed ledger technology right now to optimize cross-border payments, strengthen audit trails, and enhance regulatory oversight.
So, if there's one thing to walk away with, it's this. Cryptocurrency is finally shedding that label of being a separate, wildly volatile niche. It's being welcomed into the mainstream.
Exactly. Instead of sitting on the sidelines, blockchain technology is being systematically woven into the very core of the global financial system.
And I honestly couldn't be more excited to see Ethereum lead the charge. With its robust developer ecosystem, proven security track record, and that institutional-ready infrastructure, it's perfectly positioned to guide this transition.
Well said. As traditional finance continues to modernize, the networks that power this integration will ultimately dictate the future structure and efficiency of global markets. It's a pivotal moment we can't afford to overlook.